It is Thursday morning. We're starting to turn our attention toward the weekend now. We might get some snow this weekend. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Over the last couple of weeks, listeners have been tuning in to a new show that we've begun to air Saturdays at noon. It's Behind the Mitten with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. They're both online with us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Well, what's coming up on the big show this week?
Oh, right now, first of all, we're just coming down off of pizza and getting ready for the Super Bowl. We'll tell you more about that in a minute.
All right.
You know, Amy and I are going to be going up north this weekend, which we love heading up to northern Michigan and checking out all the fun stuff that they have available for us.
Cool. What are you going to be doing up there?
This week we're heading up to the Inn at Bay Harbor, which is a beautiful resort located just outside of Petoskey. The thing about our show, which people might not be aware of, is when we record our show Behind the Mitten, we go on site. And so we go actually visit the places that we're talking about, and we're recording from them if it's at all possible. And so we're going to go up and check out the Inn at Bay Harbor and experience some of the things they have to offer, eat dinner there and do all that, and then we're going to record the show. So we can really bring you, you know, a firsthand view of what it's like to go and visit this cool place up north.
Boy, it is the next best thing to being there. And Bay Harbor is absolutely beautiful, isn't it?
Stunning. Yeah, it's just a gorgeous place. Whether you're there in the summer, spring, fall, winter, it doesn't matter. We visit the Petoskey area a lot, both for the show and just on our own with our families. And, it's one of the most beautiful areas of Michigan. And like I said, you can do just about everything, and we'll find out what you can do during the wintertime as well, because they have plenty of snow, snowing, and they're getting more this weekend.
So, yeah, you can't beat it. You might as well find something to do in the snow. They got plenty of opportunities up there. Sounds like fun.
You have to embrace winter, my friend.
You know,
embrace
you got it. To. That's right.
That's what we're all about, that Behind the Mitten. Embracing all the cool things you can do. And I think people, when they're kind of downstate, they might look outside their window and think, oh, there's no snow, so there's nothing to do anywhere. But you have to remember that up north, they're still getting a ton of snow. All the ski hills are still open up north, and they still have a great base up there. The one thing that you really can't do this year so far is snowmobile. But other than that, all the winter activities are happening up north, and so it's a great time to visit. It's a little bit less busy than the crazy summer months, so you can get reservations at your favorite restaurants. You can go see the different activities and museums and stuff and not feel crowded or rushed. So it's a beautiful time to go up north.
Hey, did I hear that you guys are looking for the best bakery in Michigan?
What we do.
Yeah, we had several contenders there from the Port Huron area. We're excited to see how they stack up, because what we do for our jobs at MLive.com, we do these searches, probably four or five of them a year, and right now we're doing Michigan's Best Bakery. Last I checked, Amy, what are we at? More than close to 200, maybe?
I think 150? We're close to 200 nominations at least, and I'm still getting hundreds of emails. The response has been amazing. I swear every bakery in Michigan has been nominated. And in Port Huron, Betsy Bakes was our nominee from their area.
That's a brand new place. That's a new place and has proven to be very popular so far.
Awesome. All right. Well, there's another recommendation.
Sure. Yeah, count me in. I'll throw a vote in there as well. Yeah, it's funny. Bakeries are, there's not as many bakeries as there used to be.
No, I think that would be true. I mean, it just kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say run its course, but it's just people already have different options now, different dining opportunities. But we love those classic bakeries that are doing everything, making things by scratch there, by hand, every day, getting up early. Whether you have 10 or 2, as long as you have one available, I guess is the main
right.
thing.
Right. Absolutely. 12 o'clock this Saturday, we will be listening. And, you mentioned pizza and the Super Bowl.
So Amy and I spent our day yesterday eating chain pizza, right, Amy?
That's right. For our regular job at MLive.com, that's when we do our best bakery search. And so we decided to do a taste-off for chain pizzas. We tasted 13 different ones, and if people want to check out our results so they order the correct pizza for Super Bowl, you can go to MLive.com and see which one came out on top. Tough job, but someone has to do it.
I guess so. You get to eat all kinds of original pizza at places that make it themselves. But chain pizza's not all bad, is it?
No, it's not all bad. Our winner we were pleasantly surprised by. But I will say that none of the chain pizzas can hold a candle to some of our local independent pizzerias. The stuff that they're doing around the state is just incredible. We did Michigan's Best Pizza in 2016, and we were blown away by some of the pizzas that we had. Now, we didn't. I don't remember going. I don't think we went to Port Huron.
We went to Water Tower.
But we went to Water Tower in Lexington. Yeah. Those guys are top notch. Not only their pizza, but their French fries are also some of the best in the state, and they have an incredible craft beer list. We love the Water Tower.
I know you do, and we do around here as well. You guys have just the toughest jobs. We appreciate you getting out there and doing all this stuff for us. We'll be listening on Saturday.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.